This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December the 18th, 2008. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item is the draft final rules for the repeal of the Millionaire's Amendment regulations. Aftermath of FEC versus Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda document 0849 has been submitted late.
Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda document 0849, which is the draft final rules repealing the Millionaire's Amendment.
Thank you. Without objection. So ordered.
Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Agenda document 0849 presents draft final rules and explanation and justification that would implement the Supreme Court's decision in Davis v. Federal Election Commission. In Davis, the Supreme Court held that the House Millionaire's Amendment provision of the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act was unconstitutional on First Amendment grounds. In a press release dated July 25, 2008, the Commission announced that the Davis decision precluded the enforcement of the House provision and effectively precluded the enforcement of the Senate provision. The Commission published a notice of proposed rulemaking on October 20, 2008, in which it sought comment on the proposed rule implementing the Davis decision. The Commission received four comments. The draft final rules before you made no changes to the proposed rules in the MPRM. To comply with the Davis decision, the draft final rules would delete the Commission's regulations in 11 CFR Part 400, which contains the bulk of the Millionaire's Amendment regulatory provisions. The draft final rules would also revise or delete several other regulations outside of Part 400 to conform them to the Davis decision, and it would retain others that were not affected by that decision. Finally, the draft final rules make several technical and conforming amendments. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Do we get any comments on it?
Four comments.
Four. Okay. So someone noticed. Any discussion? Mr. Weintraub.
Just want to note that I believe this is Mr. Stepanovic's first regulatory project for us, and obviously he did a sensational job. I'm expecting a unanimous vote of support.
Thank you.
And I'd be happy to move approval at the appropriate time. I don't want to cut off discussion. But
thank you.
Just thank you to Rosie Smith, Bob Knopp, and Nevin Stepanovic for doing a very quick job on this. We appreciate the speed at which you were able to get this accomplished. Thank you.
I think we all echo the thanks to the Office of General Counsel, broadly defined, particularly those who worry about regulations. No more discussion, maybe we have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of agenda document 08-49.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? That passes 6-0. When I heard there were conforming amendments and we were changing regs, I was tempted to offer some amendments and see if there's any takers on 100.22B or something, but but I figured that not everyone would laugh, although Paul Ryan is smiling in the back. Yes, that was for you, Paul.